first reading is from Philippians.
Chapter 4, verses 4 to 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ. And the second reading is from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 38, and then from 46 to 56. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favorite one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. And from verse 46, "And Mary said, 'My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors in Abraham and to his descendants forever.'" And Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks, God. Oh, g'day. Joe's my name. Joseph. Tables are us. Good to see you all. Nice to be among you. Mary went strange. She kind of went weird. I mean, I'd known Mary for a while, but she had that absent look about her, that vagueness. She kept muttering something about angels. And Elizabeth being pregnant. Angels and Elizabeth, babies. I couldn't work it out. I thought to myself, well, she's tripped out on something. Maybe she's been sniffing the incense a bit too much. I don't know. But voices, angels, babies, what's going on? For crying out loud, you know, I couldn't stop her. One day she just up and left, packed her bags and took off. She said she had to go and visit Elizabeth. I don't know, for some reason. So she jumped into Kingswood, and up she went, up bush, to Elizabeth's place. I mean, really? Really? I was betrothed to her. I was engaged to her. And she just up and left. I mean, I'm the man around here. I'm the one who wears the pants, not Mary. Oh. Our engagement was made before we were even kids. I mean, I didn't even know her at that time. We were matched up. Our parents got together over lunch one day and decided that Mary and I would be a good match together. So they traded a few sheep and a camel or two and a shekel of this and a talent of that. Property was signed off, and so was our betrothal. It was a marriage to be made in heaven, really. But you know, that was a few years ago now. Mary left in the time of betrothal. How dare she? Into a few months of a very long process. A betrothal, by the way, could only be broken by divorce or death. Which one? It's like being married, you know, betrothal, but without the added extras, if you know what I mean. Cream on the pudding, or, you know, sugar on top. Anyway, we don't talk about that in church, do we? No. But we talked about it. Oh, yeah, we talked about it, all right. But we weren't going to do it. No, we don't have what you guys have these days, so we were not going to go down that path and have an unwanted thing in the stable. Phew, no way. Anyway, enough of that. Well, Mary, she turned up 3 months later. Came home, brought the Kingswood back, which is great because a bit of that red dust from Wyala stuck in it. And Mary, well, she had that crazy little smirk on her face. You know that one that sort of keeps you guessing? I mean, I should have known. Going off to that woman's place, Elizabeth, being pregnant and all. Well, Mary gave me a hello hug. You know those hello hugs you get and you know something's up? She whispered in my ear and she said, "Joe, I'm 12 weeks pregnant." And then she stood back to watch my reply. Well, I just stood there. Well, stone the crows. Could have knocked me over with a feather. "Well, crikey, mate," I said. I had quite a lot to think about, really. Quite a lot. Thoughts running through my head. Mine? No. Well, not that I know of. Whose? Whose baby is this? Who put her up to this? I bet you it was that Elizabeth. But what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Joseph, tables are us. It's a very big question. What am I going to do? I have to do something before she shows too much. Get a bigger gown of some sort, probably. There are two questions before me. Dismiss her. Divorce her. Or have her stoned to death. Well, interesting question. Which would you choose? Which one would I choose? Dismiss her. I could simply write out a letter or a note of divorce and put it in her hand, like Hosea did of the Old Testament. "For she is not my wife and I am not her husband." Deuteronomy 24 says, anything I find unpleasing, I could divorce her. Suppose a man enters into marriage with a woman, but she does not please him because he finds something about her. And so he writes a certificate of divorce and puts it in her hand and sends her out of the house. Option one. Option two. have her stoned to death. Not stoned as in, but with rocks, you know? Yeah. Again, Deuteronomy 22 says this. If there's a young woman, a virgin, already engaged to be married, and meets a man in her town and lies with her, you shall bring them both to the gate of that town and stone them to death. A bit grey, but you could go there. Well, pretty much up the proverbial creek without a paddle, I think. What am I going to do? But I love her. And she makes the best scrambled eggs. I mean, really. I had this inner tension within me. Do what the law requires? Make her pay and pay dearly? What if I keep her? With humility and shame and someone else's kid? Me, Joseph, what am I going to do with my business? What am I going to do with my reputation? I know this kid's not mine. Well, I couldn't prove it. We didn't have the DNA testing that you've got these days. Mary kept to her guns, telling me it was God. God. By the Holy Spirit, she said. Fair crack of the whip, mate, I said. Really? Now, I've heard the Spirit resting on people, but this is ridiculous. Nah, couldn't accept that one. Nah. I mean, God's all powerful and stuff, but really? So I decided to end it quietly. There must be a way out. There must be an option to choose. I thought I'd go off and pray. So I went up to the roof of the shed, up with the crows and the magpies and the kookaburras. It was a bit warm, middle of the day, and I dozed off, I think, had a bit of a nap. But there it was, as plain as you are sitting here today. Very, very, very real. Don't ask me how or don't ask me why, because I don't know. It is just an angel. You work it out. I couldn't. But I remember it saying, Joseph, that's me. Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife. For the child conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will give you a son and bear his name, and his name will be Jesus. And he will save his people from this. Whoa, I said. Whoa. But the name convinced me that this was something more than just a dream, a figment of my imagination. It was a name. I was to name this child Joseph of Joseph Tables R Us. To name this child Yehoshua. Oh, sorry, you don't know that, not Yehoshua? Oh, okay, that's the Greek translation, which means Yahweh is salvation. So we call it Jesus. Yehoshua, Jesus, Yahweh, salvation. It's complicated. But you see why I had a dream? It's pretty weird. But I put one and two together, and then two and two together, and I came up with 53. I couldn't work it out. Angels, Holy Spirit, Yehoshua, all pointed to this kid being no ordinary kid. This kid was going to be someone special. This was the work of the big fella upstairs. No joke. I had to take it. Now, I don't usually get a word from the Lord. Don't usually have visions. But when Isaiah 7:14 and Isaiah 9:6 just happened to pop into my head, I was convinced. Isaiah 7, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, a young woman is with child and will bear a son, and you shall name him Emmanuel. And Isaiah 6, for a child has been born to us, a son is given, authority rests upon his head, and upon his shoulders his name will be Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. These were the names that the angel spoke to me. It started to click. The whole thing is bigger than me. Much, 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 much bigger than me and you. Bigger than Mary, even though she was getting bigger. Bigger than us. And that's important. This child is the work of God, the expected Messiah. Yahweh is with us. Pitching his tent right here in the middle of our neighborhood. God with us. If this child was going to be the savior of Israel, of the line of David, the Messiah, a descendant of David, then I couldn't kick her out. I couldn't kick her out. I was being asked to name this child, to take the responsibility of naming this child. What a privilege. By taking Mary as my wife, this Messiah baby will have a legal heritage. I had to be obedient. I was an important player in that first Christmas story. But there's something much, much bigger going on here. Even Mary, even the birth, even the name Jesus, God with us. Right here. Even in the outback. Even in the urban streets. Even in the on the beach. This child is the one who embodies both God's presence and God's saving act. The meaning of Christmas, God with us. God got involved in our earthly history. God became flesh, a child, so that we might know and see the face of God in an intimate and personal way and know what God is like. That first Christmas was like God's gift to us, the best present we could ever get. And all God asks for us in return is that we receive that gift and acknowledge that gift and perhaps pass that gift of love onto someone else. And I reckon that's the best news ever, especially in this dusty, wide, red or brown land. Well, that's my story. That's the Joseph Tables R Us. Look me up on my website and I'll come around and make you a table sometime. But that's my story. What you do with it, it's up to you. I'm heading down the pub for a cup of coldies now. So I'll see you later. And don't forget, Tables R Us, by Joseph and Son. Joseph and Son? Okay, got it. Good. And all these things took place. What had been spoken by the Lord, the prophet, through the prophet. Look, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. When Joseph woke from his sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but they had no marital relations until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus.